we wait for thee. Enter now my waiting heart, glorious King and Lord most holy. Dwell in me and ne'er depart, though I am but poor and lowly.
Oh, what riches will be mine when thou art my guest divine.
My hosannas and my palms graciously receive, I pray thee. Evermore, as best I can, Savior, I will homage pay thee, and in faith I will embrace, Lord, thy merit through thy grace. Hail, Hosanna, David's son, Jesus, hear our supplication.
Let thy kingdom scepter crown, bring us blessing
and salvation, that forever we may sing, hail hosannas to our King.
The congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob.
You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin.
You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger.
Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us.
Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations?
Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak.
For he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly.
Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him.
That glory may dwell in our land.
Steadfast love and faithfulness meet.
Righteousness and peace kiss each other.
Faithfulness springs up from the ground.
And righteousness looks down from the sky.
Yes, the Lord will give what is good.
And our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray.
Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from the fourth chapter of the book of Malachi. Malachi was the last prophet, the last inspired prophet in the Old Testament times. And this is the last chapter of Malachi. These are the last words of scripture written about 400 years before Jesus. There were many other writings, but God's inspired prophets, these are the last words written before the coming of Jesus. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 15. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear, and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
You may be seated.
Comfort, comfort ye my people. Speak ye peace, thus saith our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness.
Our sermon today will reference all three readings, Old Testament, New Testament, and Gospel. But to start, I read verse 4 of Romans 15. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This passage from St. Paul in Romans chapter 15 reminds us to look to God's word for endurance and encouragement. He says in that verse, which I just read, the scriptures were written for our instruction. We can get instruction, directions, in a lot of places. For this, for that, for school, for a degree, for a work assignment, for driving instructions, for playing a sport, all kinds of instructions. Paul says what was written in the past, and he's talking about the whole Testament, was written for our instruction. So there's something God wants us to know and rely upon in those Old Testament readings. And then also he says, if you're following the outline, written for our instruction, A. Point B, for encouragement and hope. Encouragement and endurance. And I was thinking about this at these times now. We're trying to endure to whenever COVID-19 isn't around. And we have lots of indications that the vaccine will be coming and it'll get better someday. Will it be January, February, March, middle, next summer, when? See, those are really possible dates. We don't know what's going to happen along the way. And what we need, and every human being needs, is help for me today, where I am at today. And so as we humans, we have our structures and medical systems and training systems, etc. All those are good. But they're leading you to something you're hoping might happen, perhaps will happen in such and such a time. But God wants to give encouragement and endurance today in His Word. People without God's Word, what are they actually hoping in? Think about that. If you didn't have God's Word and the promise of forgiveness and life and salvation in Jesus Christ every single day, but you didn't have that, where would you be? But that is what God gives us each day. And it's interesting too, isn't it? Paul says those things in the past were written for our encouragement and hope. So in the Old Testament, today we read from Malachi 4, the last chapter written before Jesus would come. And what does Malachi 4 do? In those few verses we read, it pointed both forwards to Jesus and also pointed back to the instruction from Moses. Don't forget the Ten Commandments. Don't forget the covenant, and the day of the Lord is coming. It's like a circle. Paul points us back to the Old Testament, and the Old Testament points us to Christ. And we see that we have encouragement today because God has been doing this throughout the centuries for every single person of His people. Write to us. And we have encouragement and hope in God's Word. Two things from Malachi 4. There's a lot of points in there. When you see something that is wrong and injustice, and it just is going on, sometimes it seems like there is no justice, that the truth never finally comes out. Under human powers and structures, some things stay hidden for a long, long time, and maybe forever, by human standards. But God's standard, there is justice. He will take care of things. Sometimes when we are justly angry about something, We need to pray to God and say, God, this isn't just, and I don't think it's going to get right. Judge it in your time. Leave the thing up to God and give the anger, righteous anger even, up to God. For he guarantees there will be a judgment. Malachi said in verse 1 of that reading, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that they will leave them neither root nor branch." In fact, we hope all repent. To stay evil until that day when Jesus comes again is not a good thing. But it is coming. God is going to judge all things in his time. So the anger, the righteous anger, even real things that are going wrong, finally, it doesn't seem to be getting judged correctly over and over and over again. Then say, God, you judge this thing in your time. Malachi also then gives a good news for God's people. Verse 2, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall." I was penned up, but I'm free now. God has such good days for us. He gives us good days now, but it's coming even better. That it will be a wonderful thing. My wife said to me yesterday, she talked to our daughter, Becky, who's 8 months pregnant, getting to 8 months pregnant, with 5 boys in the house, not going to school. Four boys in the house, not going to school. And Debbie said to me, I think this is what she said, "Becky can't wait till it snows again. She can send the boys out into the snow. They want to play in the snow and be excited." I think of little boys playing in the snow, calves like jumping out of the stall, little boys playing in the snow. Yay, it's snowing! But that joy to be released, to expend our energy, to share joy. God says, those who fear him, believe in him, trust in him, this is what is coming. That is an encouragement for us. Moving on to Luke. And you'll see the Martin Luther devotions this week refers to this passage. And he has a number of things to say. I just point out 2 things. First, I point out in verse 34, Jesus said to his disciples, "But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day will come suddenly like a trap." When he comes again, Jesus is warning us, don't be preoccupied with other things. And dissipation is actually, for a previous sermon, I didn't ever actually know what that is. You go back to the Greek, it really means hangover. Don't be preoccupied with your hangovers of partying, and then he says drunkenness. And also he says the cares of this world. Don't be preoccupied. We have cares of this world, but don't be preoccupied with them so that you're not ready. Jesus says, be ready. Be ready. And going back up to verse 28, I point out, "Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near." And if you look at the verses right before that, he says all these awful things that are going to be happening and people are going to be fearful and fainting with fear. But Jesus says, when you see these things, you as my disciples, you as God's people, be ready. The day of the snowfall is coming near. The fun days are coming. Even in the midst of anguish, even in the midst of hardship, Jesus says, when you see these comings, don't be all depressed and down. Look and be ready for him, for the day of your, and it's, the word is redemption. You're redeeming. You're buying back. God's redeeming from you is drawing near. As we go through these days, Jesus calls us to look about and see what is happening, but not to be anguished as if God is not in control or as if all there is no hope, but rather Jesus says, look up, raise your heads, be glad, your redemption is drawing near. Without Christ, how could you do that? But in Christ, who has died and risen from the dead, then we say, yes, these things will pass too, and God will judge the evil. Finally, all things will be set right, and the fresh snow is coming, or the sunshine is coming, whatever makes you happy and joyful and see God's grace. The day is coming when Jesus will redeem us. Dear friends in Christ, your family, your friends that may have forgotten this or never did believe in Jesus, they don't know what they should hope in. You do. You know the joy that Christ gives us, the hope that he gives us. You know that even when things are this very dark, and maybe even worse, yet the day of the Lord is coming. All will be set right. And Jesus is coming. The elders haven't heard this yet, but I was invited to speak May 1st to LW Malzone in Toledo. I just responded back today. I said, if we're not purple, I'll come. And Lord willing, we're only going to be yellow or orange or maybe completely healed by May 1st. And then I wrote, the lady, I said, unless Jesus comes again, may he come soon, soon. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to always lift up our hearts by your power of your word, the encouragement and the endurance of your word, day to day, every day, today and tomorrow and this week. Give us strength by your word. And let us also not be discouraged by evil around us, but know that you are in charge. And most of all, those who don't have hope, but we have their ear. We can talk to them. We can encourage them. Show us ways to use your word to give people hope in Jesus. For he has died and he has risen. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.
And in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord of hosts, you have given all judgment over to the Son of Man, our incarnate Lord, Jesus Christ. Make us ever mindful of his coming and keep us steadfast in the word of Christ, that in accord with him we may live in harmony with one another and together glorify you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you send your prophets and apostles, pastors and teachers in all times to call sinners to repentance and comfort them with the healing of the Son of Righteousness. Give strength to the congregations and pastors of your church, all church workers, chaplains, and missionaries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, preserve your gift of marriage among the ravages of sin, the schemes of the devil, and the raging of the world. Bless the couples and families of our congregation. Strengthen them in love and care for one another, and establish them on the foundation of your word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of all concord, it is your will that your children live together in harmony. Defeat the plans of all who would stir up violence. Destroy the weapons of those who delight in bloodshed. And according to your will, end all conflicts in our nation and our world. Be with all citizens who assist in many daily needs, that they may rely on your guidance and wisdom. Protect them in their duties at this time of pandemic. We bring before you the President, Congress, and the Supreme Court, our state's governor and all state and local officials, military personnel, law enforcement, firefighters, emergency and medical workers, educators and counselors, transportation workers and retail workers, and all food producers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Search our hearts by your word and spirit to root out the evil that would lead to strife and discord, that we may be at peace with all people. Fill us with zeal for the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which alone can bring the peace that is beyond all understanding. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, graciously regard all for whom we pray. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Kathy, Gary, Keith, Jane, Kathy, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing. Grant repentance and firm trust to all who commune this day, that receiving your true body and blood, they may be forgiven and abound in hope, able to stand with a clean conscience before your judgment throne. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray, I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with the two verses of the next hymn, which leads us into the service of the sacrament. You may be seated. Congregation is invited to stand as we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
In your boundless mercy, you sent your son, Jesus, you sent your servant, John the Baptist, to proclaim that in Christ the kingdom of heaven draws near. With thankful hearts we pray, come, Lord Jesus, confident that in his body and blood given to us to eat and drink, we receive the forgiveness of sins and so proclaim his death until he comes in glory. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them all, saying, take and drink, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Lamb of God, you
take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Jesus, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, shed for the forgiveness of your sins.
This is the hour of banquet and of song.
This now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in
let
peace.
Me
Amen.
Feast and a feasting still prolong the brief bright hour of fellowship with thee.
We stand for the closing collect and benediction. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Receive God's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for the two verses of our closing hymn.
Strength and a consolation.